Good morning. My guest this morning is Elizabeth Walter, president of the Sky Hill Cultural Alliance and also on the board of the Petaluma Museum Association. And we're going to be talking about a concert taking place on Friday, May 25th at 7:30 p.m. With pianist Yura Margulis. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Tell me a little bit about Mr. Margulis. Why did you want to bring him to our area, and what's special? Why should people come?
First of all, he's a really awesome pianist. I've known him as a good friend for almost 20 years. So this will be the 10th year that he has played on this piano and the 9th year at the Petaluma Museum. So the piano is an incredible piano. It's a 9-foot concert grand Henry Miller, built in 1899 in Boston. So it's one of the finest pianos made at that time. And it's like a tank. It's just unbelievable. And it's beautiful. And he played on it first at the Charles Schulz Museum 10 years ago. And then every year since then, in May, he comes at my request to the Petaluma Museum. So this will be the 9th year, and he has quite a following. And he's really just a super pianist, and he was just hired this year. He now teaches at the University of the City of Vienna in the music and arts. So to me, he's like piano god of the world, you know, in Vienna, Austria.
Wow. Let's talk very quickly about what's special about the piano. Is it its range, its touch, and the piano lives in Petaluma?
It is housed in the Petaluma Museum and has been for 9 years, yeah. And it has a beautiful touch. People love to play it, and they think at first, oh, this piano, you know, is so old, got to be careful with it. No, it's like a tank.
All right. Now let's talk a little bit about the program. We're starting out with Scarlatti, some Baroque music on the piano. And that must be very different for a romantic, passionate virtuoso from Russia. What is his approach to the Baroque?
Well, the one thing about Yura's playing is it's just so incredibly crystal clear. And when you're playing Baroque music, that's really important. But he also puts a lot of feeling in it. And, you know, there's all kinds of different schools of thoughts of how you play this type of music. Originally, it was played on the harpsichord. But, hey, we play it on the piano now. So we play it with some feeling and lots of different sound colors. And
right, but probably not too much pedal, not too much.
No, not too much.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But the clearness, the clarity of the Baroque music sounds like it. That's really the key thing, that every note sound, that every note have its place.
Yes, yes.
All right, and then we're going on to Tchaikovsky. I was listening a little bit to some of the Dumka Russian scenes. That's very evocative of the place, of Russia.
Of course. And, you know, he was born in Russia. Mm-hmm. He was born in St. Petersburg. And then when he was 6, his family moved to Freiburg, Germany, where he grew up and studied piano.
And he studied piano with his dad, didn't he?
Yeah, who was an awesome pianist, who just died probably 3 or 4 years ago. He taught down at USC in his last years.
Okay.
And then Yura came to the United States and studied with Leon Fleischer at Peabody, which, of course, is, you know, a big deal.
Of course, Fleischer, one of the best teachers of piano in the country and probably in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. And finally, the program's going to end up with some Rachmaninoff. And now, again, I imagine that this is where he's going to really be able to show his stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I really, really encourage people to come to this concert, because you will just be blown away with his beautiful piano playing. Not only his technique is phenomenal, but he's got great sensitivity and depth.
Okay.
And I want to make sure to mention that students are free.
Right. That's fabulous. I really...
Yeah. Any, we like to do that.
Uh-huh. Student with an ID from any college.
Yes. Yes.
Anything.
We want young people to come and hear awesome classical music.
All right. Well, that's fabulous. Thanks very much for coming and talking with us about this concert on Friday, May 25th. Again, it's 7:30 p.m. And it's going to be at the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum. They can get more information by going to petalumamuseum.com or calling 707-778-4398. Elizabeth Walter, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.